have bad days and weeks when nothing seems to go right. We also have times when we fail to achieve something that we really wanted and find it hard to cope. However, some people seem much more able to pick themselves up and dust themselves down after these experiences than others. The truth is that failure is never the end of the road. It is simply an indicator that there are some parts of ourselves and our lives that we need to put up some more effort into it in order to get the results that we desire. Are you struggling to overcome failure? Are you struggling to rise above it and seek the path to success? For those who are having difficulty moving past failures, continue to listen on how to deal with failure and pick yourselves back up. Hello everybody and welcome to my podcast Zoomer. I am Mariam, your host for the show. Today we shall take on how to deal with failures. No matter how big or small a failure is, failing sucks. It's true that you can learn much more from failure than from success. And it's true that every successful person went through a series of failures before reaching the top, but still, winning is sweet and failing sucks. The problem with failure is that if it is not managed properly, it can do some serious damage to our life or our potential. So have you ever thought of preparing a plan to get yourself out of the failure? Has anyone ever told you or guided you on how to deal with the emotional sufferings caused by failure? Have you ever figured when to continue and when to quit after a failure occurs? Do you know how to properly prepare for failure before you can even take any action? And most important, do you know the tricks to make sure your mind doesn't go crazy when things go tough? So whether you are just in the middle of a failure or not, I'm sure you're curious about what kind of action you can take to successfully deal with failure or even turn it into a big win. So my dear listeners, for the questions I have asked, if you ever had anyone who have helped you to deal with your failures, I am glad you had them. And for those who did not had anybody during that phase of their lives, understand that this life doesn't come with a manual. We need to write our own story, so it's okay if we need to be our own heroes. So now let's look at the ways how to manage failures. So the very first step is to recognize and accept your emotions. Failing hurts, at least in the first instance, and you need to accept that. Emotions are the ones most heavily affected by failure. Failing is hard, and that's the only one thing we all need to admit to ourselves. We all take failing to heart, but it still takes its emotional toll. Only suppressing negative feelings sooner or later backfires and results in bitterness, anger, and depression. The point is, you must let yourself emotionally process the failure. There are a few things you can do to heal faster after the failure. The first thing is reassurance. Even if it makes sense to take an immediate action, take the time to grieve. There is no rush. Taking the time to heal also means that you must be gentle towards yourself, and it's self-love. You failed, and that's hard enough. You don't have to be tough on yourself by asking yourself, why did I let that happen? Why couldn't I have played my cards smarter, and so on. Show yourself some love, some compassion and understanding, and do a gentle treatment on yourself for your own sake and to speed up the emotional recovery process. Your emotions need reassurance that you are doing the right thing. That's why you need some kind of early wins after the failure. The second thing is, there is no rushing back. Make sure you don't run back to the situation you were in before taking that decision or risk. Don't instinctively run to the position from where you took a risk or search for a better position or a person than the one you were in before failing, at least in some ways. Surrounding yourself with loved ones is a good move after a failure or heartbreak. But make sure it is the right people. You need to be around people that will help you give perspective, that gives you balance, that help work through your emotions in a comfortable and safe way. Now let's talk about the third step to recognize and accept your emotion, which is overcoming the dilemma. Don't see things better than they are. That most often leads to not acting at all, and it's one of the worst mistakes that you can do in a failure. Sometimes problems do solve themselves, but they are rarely the case. In failure, your job is most often to dig yourself out of the hole, and that requires smart acting. And for smart acting, you need a very realistic assessment of your situation. Hence, it is best to reinforce the strong why and use the success mantra. You must feel your mission is much greater than any obstacle on your way. You must have a clear vision of what kind of legacy you plan to leave behind and why you want to fight. An emotional, empowered vision and mission are the fuel on a bumpy road to success. If you decide to persist, find the emotional why. Success mantras like follow the process, do your work, don't be stupid, and it's not the time to give up can be of great help. Remember, it takes time to heal, and so my dear listeners, it is okay to give time for your emotions to get accepted. Just recognize your feelings for what they are and allow yourself time to hurt a bit, but do not dwell on it for too long. Take a few days for the pain to lessen and then start to move on. Now let's talk on the second step on how to deal with failures. Always remember not to take failures too personal. One reason why some people find failure devastating is that their identity is tied up in the succeeding. In other words, when they fail, they see themselves as a failure rather than perceiving that they have experienced a setback. Try not to see failure or success as personal. Instead, it is something that you experience. It does not change the real you. Success and failure are not intrinsic part of you. No part of your identity should be I am a success or I am a failure. It should be always a learning experience. The third and the most important part of the process is not to worry what anyone else will think. Sometimes our views about success and failures are tied up in what other people will think about us or about how we think they will judge us. You cannot ever control what other people think, nor should you ever do something simply because it will please other people. It is easier to accept both success and failure if you define them in your own terms and do things because you want to achieve, but not because you think other people will be pleased with it. The fourth point to remember is to take the right amount of responsibility. We have all met people who are always ready to blame others or events for their lack of success. A typical instinctive reaction of many people when experiencing failures would be able to blame the others or unfortunate circumstances. This may be a bit relieving at first because it can help you get rid of the fears usually accompanying failure. But there is no long-term gain for it for you. A healthy approach is to seek explanation instead of excuses so that you can figure out what you can do better next time you find yourself in a similar situation. Henceforth, it is important to recognize when other external factors have affected your success. You don't need and should not try to blame yourself for everything, particularly if it is outside your control. It is, however, also important to recognize what you yourself could have done to improve matters. For example, could you have trained or worked harder? Was your revision really all that it could have been? Did you really prepare for that interview in the best possible way? Have you given in your best into the relationship that you were into? So take the responsibility for the factors over which you could have controlled and don't be tempted to hide behind excuses. The fifth and last point to remember is use failure as a way to improve. Don't think of failure as a failure. Instead, think of it as a life's way of showing you that you need to improve and how to do so. accept that it was a learning experience but not a failure. In particular, ask, then consider how could you put that into practice to help you to improve for the next time. Always choose to learn from failures. Ask yourself why you failed, such as, what did I learn from this unfavorable situation? What you could have done differently to achieve a better result? What are at least two possible positive outcomes? How has this failure brought about my personal growth? Upon analyzing the situation rationally and being brutally honest with yourself, you will figure out what actions to take so that you don't repeat the same mistake over and over again. Always remember, even the richest, brightest, and the most successful individual in the world have experienced setbacks and colossal failures on their slippery road to the top. There are many other famous people who have experienced failure and faced numerous barriers but thought of them as a stepping stone to success. So they were more determined and motivated to achieve their goals with every failure. A last thing that has helped me in person to handle setbacks is to improve my self-esteem. By doing so, failures don't become something that so easily drags me down and I recover more quickly from them. It also makes me easier to see what had happened with more clarity and to take responsibility when I am responsible, but also to see when someone else is partly responsible or when I had just bad luck and I couldn't honestly have not predicted. And that helps me not to think that everything that goes wrong in my life is 100% my fault. Now comes the question which almost every one of us will have. How long will it actually take before it actually stops hurting? The answer is unknown. For those of you who have failed in your career, it's a learning experience to know what could have done better or what one should have avoided in taking decisions. And for those who have faced failure or rejection in a relationship, all I can say is that you can never stop loving someone. So accept it. And loving someone can never be a mistake. It's a feeling. In both the situations, understand, pain should not become the center of your existence. You are a little break from inside, and that's okay. We all are broken from inside, and it's okay to be broken but beautiful. My mom has always made me realize that success is not what others think is. She always tells me that life is fragile, and so are the people associated in our life. We may want materialistic things more and more, and it's a human nature. But always keep peace within yourself, and if you can go to bed with peace, then you are happy, and that's what success is. This reminds me of a speech that Emma Watson has once told. I am willing to keep going. I am willing to listen what others have to say. I am willing to go forward even when I feel alone. I am willing to go to bed each night at peace within myself. I am going to be the biggest, bestest, most powerful self. So let's embrace our failures as indicators of what needs our closer attention and efforts to achieve our desired results. Success and failures are the two sides of the coin. And if you fail, choose to fail successfully, because failure is not the opposite of success, but a part of it. You have been listening to Zuma with Mariam. I hope you're enjoying our episodes. Please subscribe and show us your love by sharing the word as much as you can. Follow us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. We are looking forward for your support. Meet you in the next episode where we are going to talk about some more interesting topics. Until then, stay safe, take care, bye-bye. Thank you.